Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to KNTR Sports. I'm Jim Chaney wearing my Dwight Schrute costume, along with Paul the Tailgater LaVoy wearing his Horshack costume, and we are good to go. We spent oodles of cash on these costumes. We got a football game here tonight. It'll be your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights versus Somerton High School, the Toros. And we'll be able to tell you more about that right after we come back.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havastyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havastyle Recreation.
Mojave College. The name and look are new, the focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Welcome back, everybody. Jim Chaney along with Paul LaVoy here at Lake Havasu City High School. We've got a football game tonight. It's Somerton High School Toros and your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights. Paul, I understand you had a little conversation with Coach Thompson this week.
Little talk with Coach Thompson, as we do every Thursday on Speak Out. And I asked him about the mercy rule because he calls Somerton a developing team. And it's no secret, they're winless. So let's talk to Coach Thompson. Let's see what he had to say on Speak Out.
It comes in at 42 points. It could be 35 points in the first half if both teams agree, but it is at 42 points it moves.
Okay, very good. So explain to people real quick before we go to our last break about the new playoff format. There's 24 teams get in, but what happens to the top eight if you're in the top eight?
The top eight will get a first-round bye, and on the AIA website, they've already predetermined, like, the winner of 24 and 9 will play 8, so on and so forth. So
right.
They have expanded it to 24 teams. You know, getting a few more teams some recognition and a chance to play, rewarding those teams that do finish in the top eight, which usually are pretty close to being the region champ as well. You would assume, not necessarily always true, but, you know, that strength of schedule, playing the harder schedule and being successful gives you that bye. So maybe a couple injuries, a couple things that you get those players back. But then it also expands it to those teams that are just right on the bubble that in years past have been out. Now it gives them a little more opportunity and something more to play for at the end of the season.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We're at Lake Havasu City High School, here the home of the Fighting Knights. Tonight they're getting ready to take on Somerton High School. They come to us from which city, Paul?
Yuma.
All the way
down by San Luis.
And way, way down there.
Sure, sure.
We're almost playing a foreign country. So the Knights come into the game ranked fifth in the 4A. And trailing Mojave, who is fourth. We had a good game here between Mojave. And tonight they will be taking on La Jolla. They also are winless, such as our friends from Somerton here tonight. So we're going to see how that goes, how it shakes out. And as Coach was just saying, the top eight get a bye the first round. And this is a little unusual. It looks like the referee called off the flip.
Really?
Well, he was signaling like no good. Okay.
What I found was interesting, and I asked Coach about it, was how badly do you have to beat these guys to keep your number five standing? And he said that does not factor in. The point differential on
really?
A win does not factor in. It's all strength of schedule. But we do need to take a break.
Well, let's do it. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers. Where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Every morning, the sun greets you, as reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Sammons Air Conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit SammonsAC.com, a bookmark worth saving. Sammons Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
touchdown, the two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, no, wait, that has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. NewAmorePieAndMore.com.
And here's the opening kickoff from the south to the north, taken at the 15-yard line, where he is immediately wrapped up and brought down at the 19. And that is where the Toros will take over. That was number 32, their receptionist. Their receptionist sounds like he's sitting at a counter. Ivan Gamez, fullback, linebacker, defensive lineman, 5'9", 200 pounds, and they brought him down like he was nothing.
That's some interesting names on this roster, folks, so we'll try to get through them tonight.
Huh?
No, I'm just saying tough.
Do we have the best name we've seen?
No, we do not have Lucifer.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
We might. I haven't seen it.
Okay, from the shotgun we have one wide to the right, man basically in the slot on the left, after the snap as he went to hand off to Jose Polino.
It's going to be an unforced error.
Blown did. The Fighting Knights in their all-purple uniforms with their white numbers, the Toros.
I'm not
right there in my colorblind blind spot.
Do we know exactly what happened there? Wow.
Looked like he just wanted to talk with the wideout.
It looks like a gray, white, and red, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
White jerseys, white helmets.
And tough to read red number.
Reaches out, takes the snap, hands it off up the middle, finds a little bit of a crease, and he gets up to the 23-yard line. Not a bad first play against a good Havasu football team for a team that hasn't won a game all year.
It really wasn't when you consider it as a run, the run right up the A-gap there. You know, and the clock's ticking, keep that offense off the field at Havasu's. They don't score as much against you.
Makes you feel better heading into next year. Number six, Diego Felix, way out left for the Toros. Throw set from the gun. Hands off to the B gap, and he's going to pick up about 1 yard to the left side there where he is wrapped up by number 36, I believe, for your Havasu Fighting Knights, Nico Bailey.
I don't think they have haboobs in Yuma, in that area, but they're going to find out what a purple haboob is tonight, I have a feeling.
I think they could.
I don't know. There's a lot of agriculture down there.
Okay, we've got third and four for the Toros. Takes the snap from the gun. Shuffle pass back to the left. It was taken up on the right side, and he will gain, let's say he gains a half a yard to the 25-yard line of the Toros. Brings up a fourth and four, maybe five. They go immediately into punting formation, so it's going to be three and out unless we see a fake ball.
I don't know. This deep in their own territory, you're punting from your own 25?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't advise it.
You actually had a couple of plays that were somewhat encouraged.
Sure, sure.
Spencer Ivara back to receive. Here's the kick.
Oh, not bad.
He has to backpedal, picks it up. He's at his own 40 to the 45 to the 50. Trying to break a tackle, he does. He's at the 45. He scampers back. Oh, he goes in reverse.
Ooh.
Where he's caught from behind, back at the 48-yard line. He had made it up to the 42. It looked like he had maybe a little bit of room if he did use some razzle-matazzle. And the razzle-matazzle didn't pan out. But still,
a net gain on the return.
Did you see what I saw? What is he, 5? They list him where Ibarra is listed at 5'4", 120, and he's got a stiff arm.
He did.
That made me laugh. If you're that size, maybe it works for you, right?
It did work. Everything that kid does works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We've got Halo jump at the quarterback. In the gun, he's looking for a pass, looking to his left, long, deep, he's open. If he catches it, it's a score. Touchdown, Fighting Knights. That was pretty.
That number 12, Luke Johnson, I believe. My eyesight's right.
It is, and he had to kind of look over, directly back over his shoulders to make the catch as he weaved to get under it. And, for a second-string quarterback, that's a mighty good long pass.
I don't know if you're going to pull that off against a ninth or even a 24th-ranked team, whoever gets through. The top eight have a bye, of course, but I don't know if you're going to pull that off. But that was a nice play.
The extra point, the hold is good. The kick is a little bit low, but it's good. 9:35 on the clock. It's 7-0. You're Fighting Knights. This is K&T Sports.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Go. Welcome back. Havasu Fighting Knights on the field in their all-purple uniforms. One play, one touchdown. It's 7-0 with 9:35 on the clock. The Toros in their white shirts. They're in their breast cancer awareness uniforms with their long, stylish pink socks. Almost leggings. Here's the kick and a long kick. Oh. Off his fingertips at the 25, goes back to the 12. He picks it up looking for someplace to go, and suddenly he is wrapped up by a couple of members of your Havasu Fighting Knights. They're going to take over right there. I'm sorry, Paul, at the 20-yard line.
It looked like Enoch Valtierra, number one, with the run back. Is that who it was?
I believe it was. 5'8", 145. He's a junior. Part of their building process. He'll be back next year. He's headed towards us in the wideout position. Well, yes. Actually, a little further out is Diego Felix for the Toros.
I have to admit, I've never heard of the city of Somerton, but it's listed as Somerton, Arizona. So there you go.
He'll be covered out there by Cone Taylor. Man in motion, heads to the east, looks east, throws the ball. It's received by number 6, and he is brought down at the 19. That's going to be a loss of 1 for the Toros.
That's Diego Felix, and I have a feeling we're going to see Diego Felix handling the ball a lot tonight.
Diego Felix.
Kind of a cool on-air name. That's a great jock name, right?
For us.
You're saying Diego Felix on the
Diego,
overnight.
It's weird you would mention that. I was just thinking, it's almost a name you'd hear of a cartoon
band
character.
Or a band, yeah. I was
a band from
name.
San Diego?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Diego Felix. Nice.
Or the Odd Couple.
Right.
Okay, here we go. The snap. It's a high snap. He hands it right off, right up the middle. Doesn't find much. Maybe a yard trying to punch through the gut of the Fighting Knights. And, well, they handled the gut punch.
So am I Oscar or are you Felix or vice versa? That's hard to say.
I think I might be Felix.
You haven't seen my condo yet. It's pretty clean.
Well, then that would make me Oscar.
Somebody's participating in the crowd, Mike.
Senior night here tonight.
Yeah. 21 seniors celebrated tonight.
Here comes, I believe, number 14, Alberto Gonzalez, trucking in. And the way he runs, he seriously kind of trucked in there. He's going to come in a halfback position right behind the tackle, squats down, one of those short guys trying to hide behind the line. High snap, keeper, goes off the B-gap, and behind his halfback there, who is hiding behind the tackle, and doesn't get much, maybe 2 yards. And that is already going to bring up a 4th and 5.
another nice set of downs for your Fighting Knights. And the punting unit comes on. Spencer Ibarra back to receive, standing at the 49-yard line of the Toros. Now he steps back a little bit more into his own territory at the 47 of the Fighting Knights. Low snap. He's going to run it at the fake to the left, and he's got some room, possibly a first down, but he's grabbed and spun down, but it looks like he did make the first down for the Toros.
That's forward progress. He got past the line to gain, so he definitely has a first down, but he may have gone down, and they spun him around behind the line almost. So, but he did get the momentum. So there you go.
Gutsy moves. They're trying to.
You called it though. The last three and out, you said could be a fake, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then it's really in exactly the same spot of the field. So, okay, coach over on the other side of the sidelines there, he's not afraid to try. He wants to keep his kids in the game.
He's a no risk it, no biscuit guy.
Enoch Balaterra way wide to the left. Shotgun. The snap. He's looking for Felix. Oh, not going to get him. He gets wrapped up by number 38.
That's
98.
Yes, sir. Big Damian Salas. Oh, I'm sorry. That's their team.
Owen Miller. Merrill. Oh, I'm sorry. My mispronunciation.
Yeah. Owen Merrill.
That was a nice play on his behalf, and that's going to bring up second and 21.
I think they look taller in the solid purple. You know, weren't they wearing white the last couple games?
They were.
Yeah. They look like a bigger team. They should wear this outfit for sure, this combination.
Definitely taller than the Toros. One wide, way right. Man in motion, 14. There's the snap, handoff. Oh, met in the backfield and wrapped up there by our very own Ethan Adler. And that'll be another loss. That's going to bring up third down, and I'll call it 22.
They just better be happy that Nathan Adler isn't on the field because he's the big boy. I saw him before the game, too. You ran into him in Parker, chopping.
Is that him?
That would
right
be Nathan Adler right there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He looks smaller sitting down.
Sitting down he does.
Yes.
He's one of the Twin Towers, man. He's a tall boy. We got a break, Jim.
Let's do it. You're listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights Football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work and you just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
The long snap intercepted downfield, makes to the left, and nothing but clear sailing into the end zone for the Fighting Knights, a defensive touchdown.
Number 36 for the Fighting
Nico
Knights.
Nico Bailey.
Nico. Good job, Nico.
That was a sweet interception. Picked it off at about the 35-yard line. Immediately went towards the sideline and straight down.
Oh,
nothing but net.
We got an injury on the field
for the Toros.
Yeah, it's one of the Toros. Let's go ahead and take a break.
You're listening to KNTR Sports.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Welcome back to Lake Havasu High School, where we're getting back after an injury timeout. The player down was number 16, Jose Polino, for the Summerton High School of Toros. He did get up under his own power. He's a junior, 5'7", 163. Hopefully he'll be back tonight and next season for the Toros, who now are starting at their own four-yard line. No, excuse me, that injury threw me off. They were there for the extra point, Paul, because of the interception, and the kick is up, and it's good. 14-0 in favor of your Havasu Fighting Knights.
I think we can keep it here and let you know that City Maytag is one of our newer sponsors for Havasu Fighting Knights football, and they are in Lake Havasu, of course. More than just appliances, it's family. With top brands and unbeatable service and a real lonely guy known as the Maytag Repairman, as far as I know. Refresh your home the right way with quality you can count on only at City Maytag. Visit citymaytag1.com, citymaytag1.com. And so far we've got touchdowns by Luke, of course, and Nico Bailey, Luke Johnson.
Luke and Bailey. One offensive, one defense.
Yeah, there you go. That's got to be a little competition between them, don't you think?
Well, you know, it's nice when you're a defensive player and you can say, hey, we scored more than you.
There you go.
Yeah, that would have happened at Iowa a couple of last years. Here's the kickoff, receives it at the 15. He goes way right, high hit, and brings them down shoulder pad to shoulder pad in the upright position at the 20-yard line of the Toros, where they will take over with a first down, 5 minutes left on the clock.
I think Havasu found out they're the number five or the fifth ranked 4A team in the state because they just laid a couple hits on these Toros. You can really see the size difference. I hope, and I talked to Coach about this, that they take the starters out sometime soon once they get a comfortable lead. Let the number twos and threes play.
So the likelihood is Havasu won't play next week.
The likelihood is that. Hope. Let's hope. Because then they get a home game on the 14th. Automatically, if you get the bye, you get the home game the following week. So it's going to be increased competition for sure, though.
Okay, after this play, I've got another question for you.
Uh-oh.
If I can remember what it is. Okay, the two. One split to the wide right, one to the left, handoff up the middle from the gun. Not a whole lot there. Maybe 2 yards for the Toros. Kind of a tall, lanky tailback trying to make some yardage there. Does Coach mention what are the odds of Mojave and Havasu playing each other in the playoffs?
I think that would come really late. I would have to look at the bracketology on that, but because of their closeness in the top eight, I would think that would be much later on, maybe a third or fourth round if they have that, or like a semifinal.
Good. Okay, here we go. Wide to the left, shotgun, one back, trying to hide behind linebackers, and right in the backfield as if he was there by invitation. Who was that?
That was Ethan Adler.
Ethan Adler.
Yeah. Number eight.
There was a snap, and he was in the backfield, loss of 5 yards.
He's a very quick player off the line, if you haven't noticed. Where his father has the size, he has that, I don't know, he has a lot of quickness.
Well, you know, some of us fill out when we get older, so.
You know, they say the secret to recruiting and drafting is getting those players that haven't reached their peak yet in high school.
They say that?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, third down and 13 from the 18 of the Toros. He hands off kind of a awkward handoff, and again, he is met in the backfield. This time, it looks like it's Cone Taylor giving him a nice, warm Havasu welcome.
Oh, boy.
Deep in their own territory.
I think they just recovered a fumble.
Did they?
I believe
he's pointing that way because that was only third down.
Yeah, it's inside the 15, Jim.
that is bad news for the Toros.
Pretty outstanding defense tonight, though. You got two turnovers so far.
Looking sharp. On senior night.
Yeah, they're definitely playing inspired football. 3:24 left in the first quarter. Already 14-0, your Fighting Knights, and they look like they're going to march in for a score here. Might take a couple downs, but they're really close.
Well, they are marching onto the field.
Yeah, they're only 15 yards from pay dirt.
Oh, my.
Hey, are those legal end zones, by the way? We'll talk about that.
The question is the penalty from the shotgun. The snap looks immediately to his right. The pass is caught in the backfield, and he is brought down at the 18-yard line. That is going to be a loss of about 4 yards. It was a positive pass.
Some tough numbers to read, too, from Summerton. I'm going to say 26. Looked like he sniffed it out. What is that, a 5-yard loss?
Yes. So now we're going to have second and 15 from the 20. Halo jump, looking to pass, find somebody. There he is, right over the middle, and number 15, Cone Taylor, works his way into the end zone. Touchdown, number 3 for your Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu.
Just a simple post pattern. That's all that was.
Right over the middle.
Right.
One defensive player tried to wrap him up, and he just slipped out of him there like a greased pig.
I don't know if I'd use that description, but being from Iowa, Jim, you have all the freedom.
Here is Jay Deacon on the hold.
Oh.
And that did not work.
That was partially blocked.
Partially blocked. So something actually went wrong for Spencer Ibarra. Everything he does works. This is KNTR Sports. We'll be right back.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
And here's the kickoff by Spencer Ibarra. Off to the right side, and at the 17-yard line, it's received by Diego Felix, and brought down immediately by Nico Bailey for your Fighting Knights. They will now take over. That is, the Toros will take over at the 20-yard line. First and 10, 2:33 remaining in the first quarter, 20-0 in favor of the Fighting Knights. Two receivers headed to the right. From the shotgun, one back behind him, the quarterback, who is number one, Enoch is his first name, trying to find something up the middle, and I would say there's nothing there except a bunch of purple jerseys.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's not even a purple haboob anymore. It's like purple quicksand. You know, it really is.
You know, they're looking so good. And
they really gelled.
I think they're a better team than they were. And the reason I was curious if they would play Mojave.
Right.
And I haven't seen a Mojave game since they played here.
Yeah.
But this is a better football team.
I'd be more concerned with Snowflake or Bradshaw Mountain, for sure. Bradshaw Mountain's tough.
They looked good last night on TV.
And they beat Mojave.
Okay, here's the snap. A high snap. Immediately handed off to the tailback. He breaks one tackle in the backfield, is able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe, actually, that was an optical illusion there because the line marker actually moved back a yard. Oh, no, now he moved it back. Did you see that, Paul?
No, I didn't.
He went, so no gain.
He was going to mark him for a loss, but he brought it back. He was able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Last night on TV, watching that Prescott-Bradshaw Mountain game, both of those teams look really comparable to Mojave and Lake Havasu.
Huh.
Anybody's game when any of those three teams meet each other. Here we go. Back to the action. It's third and 13 for the Toros. The snap, and it's a quick kick. It's a high quick kick with nobody back there to receive it. Hits it to 45, man. Goes across the 50, down to the 41-yard line of your Fighting Knights, and that is where they are going to take over after a quick kick.
That's a 41-yard punt, Jim.
But it's they missed out on one opportunity of a down, but you're trying to get, you know.
Yeah,
field trying position. To give yourself. And you know what?
They haven't been out of the side of this, off of that side of the field, which is the view of the lake. We're looking over them, right?
Now that you mention it, well, I think that first play, it was on our side of the field. But it, too, was a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't feel like we've done anything.
Yeah, what I meant was Summerton's been in their own territory
right
all night long.
Yes. Okay, Halo jump to take the snap from the gun. He's looking to his left. That's a backwards pass. He cuts over toward the 40, 45. He dove like Superman. That was Carter Devitt on the Superman dive, and I believe he's going to get about 6 yards. The only thing is you see what he's got on the sign over there? A 3. For the yard marker, and that would be. Did I miss something? Or
yeah,
that's incorrect.
Yeah, no, he missed something. It's called flipping the down, and I think that who keeps track of that on the sideline?
Well, the guy holding the stick,
the line judge.
I think.
Does he oversee
he
them?
Should. Well,
it's not third down because the scoreboard's right. Second and four.
No, it's second. He's still not.
Yeah.
Fixing his marker. Halo jump back in the shotgun. Here's the snap. He looks to his right. Again, a backwards pass. Taking it past the 50 to the 45 to the 40. Head-to-head combat there.
Tristan Andrade
giving it the old Cam Scataboo there at the end.
Man, what a tragedy.
Isn't it?
You hear his name and it's like when you see Hamlet, you know? You never forget. You're just like, man. Was he headed for Rookie of the Year or what?
I would have to say he had to be.
Man.
And the Hall of Fame. And
but
I hope he's able to recover.
Did you see his face? When they're taking him off, he wasn't hiding. He was like, man, I'll be back. I'm going to be back in New York.
He's a tough cookie.
Back in the New York groove. He is a tough cookie. I'm at a loss for words at how he got past the Cardinals because they drafted.
I couldn't believe it.
They could have picked him.
So,
yeah.
He should have been the first pick.
Maybe he didn't want to go. Maybe he didn't want to stay in Phoenix. I don't know.
Okay, that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter. It's 20-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers. Where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Welcome back here at Lake Havasu High School, the home of your Fighting Knights. It's 20-0. 12 minutes on the clock. We're getting ready to start the second quarter. With the ball is your Fighting Knights. Halo jump at the helm. And the shotgun in motion. Number 14, Carter Devitt, receives the pass on the left side. He's across the 50 to the 48. to the 44-yard line of your Fighting Knights.
You had it as debit. It's 24.
Oh, it's 24.
Yeah.
Tristan Andrade. Okay.
He's a tough, you know, surprised how he brought that ball down. It was thrown way over his head, and he just made it look like nothing. Picked it out of the air.
Picked it out of the air. Three wide to the right, one wide to the left. Halo jump, waits on the snap. There's the snap. He looks and whistles blow and laundry all over the field.
That's you've got, I don't know, he was offside. Number four was in the neutral zone, I'm pretty sure. Oh, they're marking it. Yep, against Havasu. We're looking straight down the line, Jim, and you can see the wide receiver number four for Havasu, who is Roman Green, was lined up offside.
Well, now he's on the 50-yard line. The ball is at the 49. He looks okay there. Okay over there. Here's the snap. Halo jump. Looking over the center. Almost intercepted. Pick. And I think it is on the deflection.
It's number eight.
Went through the one Toro's hand, and the other Toro was able to pick it off.
There's a boxer name here. Saul Camacho.
Saul Camacho.
Saul Camacho got the pick. I'm happy for him.
They needed something.
Down 20-0. And, not headed for a good outcome, and you get an interception. That ball shouldn't have been thrown there, though.
You're the biggest
Halo fan I know.
It was okay. It was a little dicey,
right.
You know.
You know,
and it didn't work.
That's the other thing you got to think about with the Knights headed to the playoffs. I'll finish that thought in a moment about a backup quarterback.
Well, I think they run their first three quarterbacks. I think they all do fine. It'd be nice to have the first one back. Okay, tight formation here for the Toros. Handoff up the middle. Met in the backfield. Sheds that tackler. Gets up to the 40-yard line. A gain of 3 yards.
Yeah.
Have I seen a fumble?
Oh, man. You got the defense
and we
coming
got
off the
ball.
Field. They do that a lot.
Holy mackerel.
The Knights do that a lot.
I didn't see it.
I know. That's what they do. They strip the ball when they're, you know, in a
as
scrum.
They're going down.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't get
to
say, fumble!
Fumbleia?
Fumble Rooski.
Yeah, that's it. But
this is, you get, it's tough to be a Toro.
We're going
to
find out. I have a feeling who the next two quarterbacks are behind Halo, and then we'll be able to see a little bit more from the quarterback position as they head into the playoffs.
Okay, first and 10, you're Fighting Knights. Another backwards pass. There's a defender on him right there. He's looking to pass
it
before he's brought down. He does get the pass off. It was short, but he was able to get a bump on that pass in the direction of Spencer Ibarra, who was in the area to avoid the grounding call. Well, no, he wasn't the quarterback.
No, if I'm coach, I'm going.
Well, I guess
that was a halfback option, right?
Right. So you can still have grounding.
I'm not sure on that. He was outside the tackle box, though.
Here we go. Halo on a keeper sweeper to the left, and he is out at the 39-yard line.
So to finish that thought, you had Andrade at the 45? At the Toro's 45. Going down and throwing the ball. So it looked like it wasn't headed for somebody, but there was an intended receiver.
All of our receivers were beyond the defense.
Okay.
If he wasn't getting tackled, it would have been a touchdown.
Okay.
By a pass. Here's Halo looking for somebody. Goes deep to the right, and that is a perfect pass for another touchdown right in the breadbasket to Maddox Cosentino.
Yeah?
Oh.
That's a great name, Maddox Cosentino, number 81. Man, the great part about that pass, I could have swore he overthrew him, but Cosentino put another gear on to catch up to that ball.
And ran right under it.
Sure.
All alone. Every receiver, it appears, for Havasu has more speed than the defenders
there it
Toros.
Is.
And the kick is up, and it is good.
It's over the soccer goal, too.
27. 27. to zero with 10:29. Are we taking a break?
Yeah, let's keep it here.
Okay,
let's keep it. We got some live stuff to go over. And, of course, we told you about City Maytag. What about Salmon's AC? They save thousands on repairs and replacements with Salmon's air conditioning. Get priority service and big energy savings with their $168 annual maintenance plan serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Salmonsac.com. And did I see where the Dodgers won? Is the series tied?
The series is not tied. They are trailing the series 3-2.
Okay.
It is the eighth inning, and the Dodgers are up 3-1.
Ah, okay. It looks like
bring up a game seven.
It looked like they just gave it everything they had in that 18-inning marathon.
Here's the kick, kind of a low driving kick. He'll receive it at the 15-yard line. He's kind of walking with it.
He didn't look like he wanted to receive it, did he?
And he gets to the 22.
Sorry about that.
He looked like, I don't want this ball.
I get to practice my Spanish on this one. Luis Rocio. He's like, Hot potato.
Where am I going to go now?
This one could be. You remember? Kind of like Stonehands. Remember him from the not the replacements, the other one about the college team that was on probation. It's an old movie with Scott Bakula as the quarterback, and he's got a receiver. They call him Stonehands, and he kind of juggles the ball when he catches it every single time.
Oh, that was. I don't want to say, if I say it, then I would say it. It was not good. Okay, from the shotgun pro set, and a handoff. This time he's actually going to pick up a few yards, maybe a 5-yard gain, 4.5-yard gain for the Toros, bringing the ball up to the 29-yard line. Second and it might be 6, but let's be charitable and calm. Call it 5.
Yeah, why not? He's still, you know, Adler's still in there. I'm wondering how many first stringers are still in the game. So it's 27-0 with just under 10 minutes left until halftime. And it is senior night. Man, it's a great night for football on this Halloween night, this All Hallows Eve.
I don't see a bunch of costumes. Edward Araviso is the quarterback for the Toros. He takes the snap. Little trickeration, and it is fumbled on the handoff. Stumbling backwards to recover it. He successfully recovers it, but that's going to be a loss of 5 yards, and they are right back where they started this set of downs from.
I think we went 4 or 5 games without Jim saying trickeration. But you said it tonight. The last time I heard it was against Mojave. There was a lot
I haven't done it.
There was a lot of trickeration. No, that you and I have done.
There were. The trickeration was there was a fake handoff, and then I believe that may have been the tackle
taking
the handoff. So a tight pro set formation for the Toros as they come to the line. Right into the mouth of the purple Haboob, and he did get through the initial line of defense, and he'll pick up 3-4 yards, and he is holding his leg. And he's going to be down for a little while because he looks like he's in a lot of pain, and that would be the ball carrier for the Toros.
You can't see the number, but we should probably take a short break and come back. You're listening to Lake Havasu Fighting Knights football. It is 27-0 in favor of the Knights, 8:43 left in the first half. We'll be right back.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Welcome back. We're at Lake Havasu High School, home of your Fighting Knights. The player is still down on the field for the Toros. We haven't been able to pick up a number. The trainers did signal for the coach to come out from the sideline. He's flat on his back now. So, well, now he's starting to get up. Just when I was going to say we could take a break.
I thought he was holding, like, the hamstring part of his leg, right?
It looked like that, but it looked like it could be his knee as well.
Uh-huh.
But his leg wasn't going like it was a cramp. Jose Polino, that's number 16. He's the kid that went with an injury before. So knocked him around once. He went back for more.
Double jeopardy.
Yeah.
Is that what you call that in football? I don't know. I've never seen an injured player get injured more than once.
I think it's like double whack-a-mole.
That's not a funny topic, but that was a funny name.
Hit the gopher twice before it goes back.
Gotcha.
Okay, with the punt, fourth and five from the Toros' own 27-yard line. Spencer Ibarra back at his 40-yard line. The third player of their three backfield men there for the punt decided to run out on the field. Here's the snap. It's a low punt. Goes past Spencer, hits the ground, and continues rolling. Is he going to pick it up? He doesn't. And now he picks it up.
Oh, trickery.
There is a flag on the play. Spencer comes this side of the field to the 30, to the 40, to the 50. And he decided to run out, I believe.
He stopped running. He didn't run out of bounds.
Well, I think,
was that a dead ball?
I think he's going to say the ball stopped.
The ball did stop, and nobody touched it, but there was no whistle.
He did not originally blow his whistle.
No, there was no whistle. That ball was not blown dead, but they're going to bring it back.
Now, I don't know if he's using his yellow flag as a marker.
Folks, we're talking about a ball that hit the 35-yard line and rolled all the way down around the 20.
Uh-oh.
Now they're inside. They're walking it back towards
Did he previously wave for a fair catch?
They're walking it back towards the west end zone. That's the one that's got the – you're looking at the at Lake Havasu right there. It is one of the prettiest views in high school football.
Except
it's
very dark as he puts the ball down at the Havasu 10. Are we hearing what what the call was? I didn't even see a signal.
I could ask Ray. What's the call, Ray? Oh, illegal block in the back. That's typical.
Okay.
That's a return
that's
penalty.
Typical. We don't want that.
That's a return penalty, though.
We don't want that to be typical.
You know what I mean.
First and 10.
It's like the first one you look at.
Look at the chain gang over here just lazing. He's finally getting over there to the yard marker.
That's what they're waiting
for. He looks tired. 7:54. Three wide to the left for the Knights. Halo fakes a handoff over the middle. He has a receiver to the left-hand side. He breaks one tackle, breaks two. He's out to the 20 and out to the 28-yard line of the Fighting Knights. Number 81 for your Fighting Knights on the reception is Maddox Cosentino.
And they're getting a lot of success on that slant pattern. Right, you know, the post pattern, slant, whichever. They're getting a lot of success off of that. It's one-on-one coverage.
Maddox is having a good night tonight. Here's the snap. Handoff up the middle in the A-gap. Could be a horse collar. Ooh. He's backing his way up to the 32-yard line where he is finally brought down.
Definitely an awkward technique. But,
no laundry on the field?
No, I don't think he grabbed the collar itself, but he was wrapped up high, that's for sure.
You got Jay Deacon in the backfield there with Halo jump. Two wide to the right, one wide to the left. Quick pass to Spencer Ibarra, received up to the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, and out of bounds at the 50-yard line where the Toro defender tumbles into his own bench.
You got to like the wheels on that kid, right?
That's quick.
That's a soccer player right there. He's pretty quick.
No. That is a football player.
Okay, football, English football.
He is a football player. He may not be big, but he is a football player.
Nice.
He is. I'm a Spencer Ibarra fan.
You really are.
I am. Okay, Halo Over to Spencer Ibarra in the slot. He's at the 45 to the 50. To the 45, a little bit of room at the 40, and then he is swung around and down at the 38-yard line of the Toros. Number six, Diego Felix, bringing down number six of our own, Spencer Ibarra.
We need another six, and we'd have a Lucifer, right? I'm just saying.
He was number 18.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Here's Halo Jump. He looks left, looks right. Throws the pass,
whistle.
It is caught. It was blown dead, and Roman Green.
This got to be on the offense. It's a dead ball foul.
Yeah, because Roman Green was breaking a tackle there, and there was nobody to stop him on the way to the end zone.
There's a motion penalty, I think. Oh, well, marks it the other way? No?
No penalty?
What?
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, well.
We start playing three blind mice again?
Okay, we blew the whistle because we're trying to be nice because we saw it was going to be a touchdown. Okay, Halo Jump receives this. He looks to his right, throws it out to Spencer Ibarra. He receives it up to the 30 and 27-yard line of the Toros.
I was going to tell you a funny thought that Coach Thompson got his 100th win. As the Knights coach recently, he's been coach for 25 years. Anyway, I'm going to finish that thought. By the end of the game, I will finish
first. In from the 27 for your Fighting Knights. Halo Jump waiting for the snap. There it is. A quick pass out to Spencer Ibarra. He takes it at the 30 to the 25 to the 20 and brought down at the 19 by two Toros, including Enoch Volatari.
So you've got the stadium already named, right?
Or Tierra.
Lee Barnes Stadium.
Yes.
Lee Barnes coached the team about six seasons. He's a pretty legendary coach in Knights history. There, we're going in segments here.
Spencer off.
They're an up-tempo offense, that's for sure.
We're doing the row boat gear thing there with Halo Jump and motion. And waiting for the snap. Here's the snap. He's looking to his left. Shoulder fakes, throws it right over the middle. He's wide open, and that is a touchdown for your Fighting Knights, Maddox Cosentino, for another touchdown.
Sound like a stadium announcer when you do that. It's a great stadium announcer name, isn't it? Maddox Cosentino. Nice. Very nice.
That was a nice catch, as was his last one for a TD.
So he's got two. They're kind of spreading it around as far as notable Knights go.
Notable Knights. Spencer Ibarra out to make the kick for the extra point. It's 33 to nothing, and the kick is up. And the referees say it's good.
Optical illusion.
Because it is. 34 to nothing now. 5:27 left on the clock.
They finally gave me some time.
Oh, we're not going to take a break. You're going to tell me the story?
Yeah. Coach Thompson has 100 wins. Coach Thompson has 100. It was like two games ago. It's all in the paper. See it at HabsuNews.com, of course. And I was thinking, they already named the stadium after Lee Barnes. And Lee Barnes is still alive, Coach Barnes. It's not like a posthumous naming. But Coach is the all-time leader in wins for this high school, Coach Thompson. So what would you name after? What would you name, right?
Well,
I was thinking the end zone right there. We call that Coach Thompson end zone. That
is
one,
the stadium, is it's Lee Barnes Stadium.
Lee Barnes Stadium.
It's not Lee Barnes Field.
Okay. Oh, you're thinking
it's
the field.
Yeah.
That's what Marissa June said.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They do that these days.
Oh, okay. Well, you got the lines on top of the logo, so that's legal. But I don't think the end zones are legal, are they?
They are not.
Okay.
Here's the kick. Spencer Ibarra kicks it away, received at the 22-yard line, and...
Oh, man. Jim Brown hated that.
Every time I
see a player do that, run out of bounds, I think of Jim Brown.
That was number 82.
Right.
And I believe that's the same player. He's a freshman.
The player that
received the ball.
Didn't want the ball?
Alex, yes.
Okay.
And this time he caught the ball and kind of immediately ran out of bounds.
Alex, that one's
winning. We don't want to. They're high school kids.
Boy,
they're having a rough night, okay? We don't want to be, but.
That's a great last name, though. Valenzuela.
That's
Fernando.
If you're a baseball player.
I'm just saying. I remember that era. That was a great era.
Okay, here come your Toros.
You were not a Fernando fan.
No.
And I'm not a Dodger fan, but I liked Fernando.
30-yard line, first and 10 for the Toros. Handoff, and he is met well in the backfield by our very own number 98. That is big Owen Merrill.
He was smothered.
He was
smothered, definitely,
for a loss of four. Nice defensive play there.
No doubt
about
it.
They hand off, and boom, he was in the backyard there, 4 yards deep.
I had a feeling we were going to be, it was going to be a nice, tight little time span for the total game time, because we're at under 5 minutes already until halftime.
And what's the rule on the running clock?
35 in the first half, 42 in the second.
So if he missed that extra point. Here's the snap. He's looking to his right, rolls to his right, throws the pass. Nobody is there.
Oh, right.
Incomplete. That's going to bring up third down and 14.
That's a good observation. I didn't realize it was already 34-0. It's not really a rule. The coaches have to agree.
Yes. They agree. And we don't know if they made that agreement until... But if they said it, okay, 35, let's roll
have
this.
You,
my kids are grabbing the ball and running.
Have you ever been to Somerton? I've never been. I've been close to San Luis.
I've been there.
But I don't remember Somerton.
Looking for a miracle at third down, flags flying everywhere. Somebody got caught moving. And that is going to bring up third and 19 for the Toros. Now, this is the first, so far tonight, we haven't seen the Knights move the team backwards 40 yards. We have seen them intercept a pass for a touchdown.
It was about 20 yards at one time, but yeah, we haven't seen.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
They have a pattern.
Yes. It's a pattern the Toros don't want to see right now.
No.
And another quick kick. Nobody back there to get it except the referee. It bounces at the 50 to the 45 to the 40 to the 35 of the Havasu Fighting Knights, where it is downed by their number one, Enoch Balatierra.
I don't think I've ever seen a team quick kick twice in one game, let alone one half.
I may have seen the Iowa Hawkeyes do it. Hayden Fry.
He liked that play, huh?
He did. God bless him. I love him. Everybody,
right.
Every Hawkeye loves Hayden Fry, but that was one thing he did that I just... But he would do it if it was, say, third down and they were on the one-yard line, their own one-yard line.
So, like, Havasu High Principal Scott Becker is from Iowa. And I told him that you went to the University of Iowa. He said, oh, I got to meet this guy. And I said, but he comes from a USC family. He goes, well,
no.
UCLA?
They were UCLA. I'm USC.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're a Southern California boy.
Yeah.
I got to know where Iowa came from.
Here's the snap. The handoff. Number 34 taking it to the 40, to the 50-yard line, and brought down in... Barely into Toro territory. And now I lost who ran that ball there, Paul.
I didn't see it either.
I went to glance real quickly.
I want to say 34.
Which would have been Deshaun Castro. Here's the snap. Kalo is not at quarterback. The pass is completed to the right side. He's working his way up to the 40-yard line of the Toros near a first down. We've got number 25, Jay Deacon, now playing quarterback for the Havasu Fighting Knights.
Steve was talking about him. Our other play-by-play man, of course, was talking about him. Who is the backup behind Halo? So we're not sure who it will be, but I want to get that out of Coach. I'll probably text him sometime this game.
Just in case, it's a good thing that he's getting some play time here. He takes the pass, high arching pass. He overthrew that one. He was looking for Roman Green. He had two blockers over here. They were way wide out, almost so far out, you wouldn't want to call it a screen, but that's pretty much the way it was setting up. Unfortunately,
that's a long screen.
Jay overthrew him by about 7 yards.
Yeah, I don't know. The Green even saw it coming.
Second play, you get in there, you're a little nervous, your third-string quarterback. Takes the snap, it's a keeper right up the middle, and they blow the whistle.
And I'm wondering if this is another one of those.
Got a false
they
start.
Called it a false start.
Say that's what happens when your number two guys go in.
Who did they call it on? Is it possible?
The right side of the line?
Was it the right side of the line?
Yeah, because the left side of the defensive line jumped in response.
Did he start forward before it was snapped? Did Jay Deacon start the quarterback?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't see that, but
back
that's
lateral. For a second, it looked like he was going to pass, and he is being wrapped up and shoved down there. That's Deshaun Castro getting shoved back by number 16, Jose Foligno. He's the guy who's been hurt twice for the Toros.
I think Castro is a really good bright spot for the Fighting Knights, being that he's going to come back next year. He's got this year of experience. We've seen him in a couple of games. He played a lot against Alhambra.
Three wide to the right, one wide to the left. Taking the snap and rolling to the right. Looks like he's got a first down. Ducks inside. If he didn't get brought down from behind there, all the way down at approximately the 25-yard line of the Toros, he's got some wheels there.
Deacon, it looks like he picks his blocks really well, too. He picks those holes. He just glides through there with some speed as well.
He's looking,
yeah.
And hits the juice. It's being accompanied back there now in the backfield by Deshaun Castro. Way wide out left, we've got Roman Green. The snap, he steps back, looking for a receiver. Lots of time, deep pass. It's received at the 5 and into the end zone for a touchdown. We're Fighting Knights. Is that
not Thompson?
Is that number two?
Number two?
Ryan Sowell.
That's a tough number to read on that.
It is. Very close.
Looks like a one.
It does.
Yeah, from a distance.
And one is the loneliest number.
Ryan Sowell, he's a senior. That's why all this hooting and hollering, he got his touchdown. Might be his first of the year.
Well, good for him. And it was a good catch. And it was a good pass.
He got himself open. Because he was covered well.
Extra point is good.
And nice.
41-0.
Uh-oh.
With 1:58 left in the first half.
Yeah.
And the clock is not running. Are we going to?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a short break. We'll be right back.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night. So that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers, styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers, bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
We're back. Havasu Fighting Knights about to kick off with a 41-0 lead. 1:58 left on the clock. Number 30, Bridger, is it Chalfont? Running containment over on the left side. Here's the kick.
Yeah,
he received
Chalfont
at the 20. The guy that never wants it, he gets to the 25, goes back to the 24.
Man.
That's a serious smack down the ball.
Oh.
Ball's loose. It is recovered by the Fighting Knights.
I don't know what the flag's for, but
it looks like that might be targeting.
Possibly. That was what is it?
But he is signaling that they kept the ball.
What do they call it? Yeah, that targeting.
And now I missed who smacked him, because that was the hit of the night so far.
Yeah, I had to look away, I'll admit.
You could see it coming. And the poor kid, he's the one who doesn't ever want the ball.
Now you know why.
Yeah. He might have seen some film.
Man.
Yeah, because he was just sitting there. His legs were wrapped up, nowhere to go, and wham!
Yep.
So we have the ball now. The Toros have the ball at the 36-yard line of their own. Four down linemen for your Fighting Knights. Here's the handoff up the middle. Puts his head and shoulders forward and gets about 2 yards. Keeps it inbounds. The clock runs regardless, even if we have moved to the mercy clock.
I just lost my microphone. Okay, it's back. Okay, Paul.
It's supposed to be Paul,
Paul's messing with the radio dials.
I'm doing technical checks.
Keep your hands and arms inside the cars at all times.
Back away from the board, right?
Second and eight.
I had the wrong channel. Sorry, Jim.
For the Toros. Shotgun snap. Shuffle pass to the right. He gets a little bit of room, throws his shoulder to the defender. And this could be the largest gain of the night for the Toros. About 6 yards.
He got an extra two out of the end of that run.
With
just
the,
just
with
by
the,
lowering his shoulder.
And he did. He meant business on that one. Doing their own little Cam Scataboo routine over there.
Yeah.
And this brings up their first third and short of the evening from their own 45. If they're not careful, they're going to maintain possession in Havasu territory. If they're not careful. Okay, I think they'll be okay, Paul. I feel the haboob coming on.
All right,
here's
the conversation.
The snap. Nobody knows what's this. It's on the ground. It could be anybody's ball, but it looks like the Toros are going to keep the ball. And now a late flag after that one. Somebody said something. Ooh, personal foul.
Uh-oh.
That's got to be unsportsmanlike conduct for on the Havasu Fighting Knights, which is going to result in a first down. They are going to be in Havasu territory. On that snap there, Paul, it looked like the snap went high and in between the halfback and the quarterback. They both reached for it, resulting in a fumble, and there was a scramble for the ball, which they did finally maintain.
Yeah, folks, you're just moments away, by the way, from the perfection to detail halftime report.
Perfection to detail.
That's right. That's what they're going to do at halftime. They're going to perfection to the details. It's all in the details for the night.
Toros into Havasu territory at the 41. The snap, handoff, a gap, finds a few yards.
Solid.
Maybe a 6 yard gain on that play, resulting in second and not too long. We have a timeout for the Toros with 23 seconds. You know,
I'm looking at the murals across the field there. There's four giant murals, it looks like, because it is senior night.
On wheels.
Probably has something to do with that, you think?
I think when they put lights behind them, we're going to see
maybe
images.
So any idea what this band is named right here? It's a very clever name for Lake Havasu High School. The Band of Knights.
The Band of Knights,
yes. You've got to love that.
Yes, the Band of Knights.
And they have one, two, how many xylophones? No glockenspiels.
No glockenspiels. They got the big bass drum.
Yes.
They don't have as many, you know, xylophones as some of these other schools we've been playing. I didn't realize there was such a craze for xylophones at the halftime of high school football games. But clearly, in Arizona, there is.
Well, you even have costumes for some of the band members there. They look like maidens at a Renaissance fair, right?
How do I get to have a xylophone?
Nice. You know, everything in this town is named have a something, right?
Yeah.
One time we had a gotta have a Java.
That's
a great name.
I remember that.
Yeah. Gotta have a, but everything's have a here. Have a style. Have a style recreation.
Second down from the 35 for the Toros. Pro set, too wide to the left. Man in motion to the left. Looking backwards. That was a forward pass. It's incomplete. And that's going to bring up a third and a long three.
That was batted by number 98 for the Fighting Knights, Owen Merrill.
Did
that
he hit it?
It went clear over to the other sideline, man.
I thought it was just a misguided pass.
Man, we had some great sponsors this year. I want to go over that sometime at halftime. And we should go over the rankings. I know where to find those, by the way.
Well, it's a good thing.
Nice.
Okay, the Toros now. Best field position of the night. At the 35 of the Knights. Little motion there. The snap. Proset hands off to the man behind him. He heads left, and he's going to be really close to the first down. He may have it with 10 seconds on the clock.
Looks like,
Looks like number 8.
He calls it a first down.
Yeah.
And the Havasu faithful give them a nice round of applause.
That's really awesome. It was number 8, Saul Camacho. And 10 seconds left until halftime. But I wanted to mention,
that
Jim,
was nice. You did catch that, Paul.
Yeah.
The cheering was the
absolutely.
Havasu fans cheering for them for a
I love
a first
that.
Down. That's nice.
It's like when we were at Alhambra sitting in the stands, we cheered on the team when they got their first touchdown.
Yeah.
But there's kind of a fallacy out there about who ranks the high school teams in Arizona. It is not Max Preps. There's a big difference between the rankings where Havasu stands on the Max Preps top 25 and where AZ Preps 365 ranks them. Now the AIA uses azpreps365.com. That's their website. Just like right here, you see on this press badge, that's the AIA, that's the official press badge, by the way, that we have now. But no, it's not Max Preps that does the rankings. They did for years, but not anymore.
Well, I was thinking about that the other night. I was looking on Max Preps, and, you know, how do they know that somebody is 1,713th best team in the nation? Okay.
They're called algorithms.
We're going for a field goal here. High snap. He gets it down. I thought that was going to be blocked. Not a bad kick, but it does come up short, and it is being returned out of the end zone by Spencer Ibarra, and he gets smacked down there at the 15-yard line. There's Laundry over here at the 37, and another Toro on the turf.
We got a flag on the field for sure at the 37-yard line, and if it's against the defense, then we go to the locker room, right? If it's against...
Well, was there a flag down back there, too?
I don't know. I didn't see that one. Oh, yes, there is. There's a flag at the 14-yard line, and you just picked it up.
Well, that's a football.
No, I thought I saw a flag back there, too. Anyway.
I thought I did. See,
yeah, that was a nasty injury right there. I'm not sure what happened.
Repping the white hat, the head ref is...
Well, he got up on his own power.
All kinds of places.
Saul Camacho.
That is Diego Felix.
Oh, is it? It's hard to tell their number 6 from their number 8, but you are correct, sir.
So we're going to have another play as they head out onto the field as opposed to the locker room.
So they're moving the offense. It looks like
a first down for the Toros. And it's going to be first down for the Toros at the 15. This will be an untimed play.
They're going to take another field goal try.
And they're going to look for a field goal. From this distance, he would have made that.
Possibly he had a little hook to the left, but you may be right. Well, that's a big field goal kicker, man.
Every now and then a chunky guy gets to be the field goal kicker, and this is one of those times. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is long enough, wide left, and we still have a Halloween goose egg on the scoreboard for the Toros.
Is that like the egging a house? Is that the reference?
Let's not give the kids any ideas on Halloween.
You mean what we used to do? Hey, eggs are too expensive to use on Halloween like that anymore, aren't they?
That's true.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, it's 41-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights. We're going to have a halftime show featuring xylophones and bass drums. I'm Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Don't forget the Dancing Maidens and the Perfection 2 Detail Halftime Report is coming up next.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end-of-football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieAndMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights!
Mojave Power Sports continues to serve you, your one-stop shop. Complete maintenance for all your toys, adult and family toys, UTVs, quads, off-road, wave runners, boats, jet skis, dirt bikes, recreational vehicles, you name it. Plus, all cars, trucks, SUVs, and the soccer van, gas or diesel. Many can be repaired the same day. Mojave Power Sports, experts with watercraft and vehicles. Get yours running great by the professionals at Mojave Power Sports, 1595 Joy Lane. Call for an appointment for your watercraft, 768-1230.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Then G. Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that? Sparky, I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too? Main Street Havasu.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service. And top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!